this week's parasha, there's a Medrash. The Medrash points out that the tzaddikim, when the Baruch Hu gives them toivo, they remind atzmam. Avraham says, "Anochi bafer efer," and then David Melch says, "Anochi talas v'lo ish," and Aaron and Moshe say, "Vanachnu mo." So, we are not. What are we? We're nothing. So that's the greatest one. The Medrash says is by Moshe and Aaron. They say, "Mamish, we are nothing." Moshe Rabbeinu is called Anu Mikol Adam. Not like the Umos Arlam when the Rishon gives it's Mashpia Lam Toivo. So the Paras says Liyah Arav and Yasisini, and Chirim says Ani Moshe Lachim Yashavti. So he says Adam Ala Elyon. So they all use the Shonas, which refer to that they see themselves as being tremendously significant. And Moshe and Aaron see the opposite. Now, it doesn't mean Kipshuta, they don't see themselves being significant, because we know Moshe Rabbeinu had the strength and conviction to stand up against Gans Klal Yisrael. Gans Klal Yisrael is on one side, and Moshe Rabbeinu was on the other side, and no problem. So he very clearly understood who he was, and what he was, and what role he was playing. Like the Velt says that the Chofetz Chaim, they asked Rav Chanan, did the Chofetz Chaim know who he was?
Did
the Chofetz Chaim understand who he was? Just, Chofetz Chaim is a big honor. Because Chofetz Chaim, I personally heard from the Chofetz Chaim to say many times that I'm responsible for the whole generation. Chofetz Chaim understood his responsibility and his role, what he was doing in Klal Yisrael. So that wasn't the question. But the goal of here is the purpose of the word right now is not to talk about the dichotomy between positive self esteem, etc. So it's about the Nakud of Nacht Mumma. That the power we know comes and asks for, says, he's saying words of tremendous Kedusha, a tremendous godless, a vision of seeing Klal Yisrael as Kedoshim, and it's a beautiful thing that he's able to see. And we know that he was Pekeach Hoya, he was Adam Godel, he was in Nesi Oren, he wasn't a little person. Out of him came Shmuel, Shoshel Skudela, which came out of Mibonov, Bnei Karach, they came from somewhere. On the other hand, Chazal saying that there was an element of covet, he was seeking covet. The truth is that was buried under layers. It was a subconscious motivation, which wasn't obvious to Karach himself, but it was obvious to Moshe. It was obvious to Aaron. A person who was in the vantage point of a Nachum Moa, of total transparency, total clarity, where the self doesn't play a role, is able to see things with such a clarity of vision. So that from that vantage point of the clarity of vision, Moshe Rabbeinu saw himself. At the Morse's end of Sotah, he says he was an honor. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah, the Moshe's honor Mikol Adam. How can he write that? Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishyachis to Moshe as if Moshe was somebody else other than himself. There was no sense of self involved over here. From that vantage point of the lack of a sense of self, he saw the clarity himself, he saw the clarity everybody around him, he saw the clarity Klal Yisrael, that meant taking a stand against Klal Yisrael. He took a stand. But it wasn't Neveyah from a Gaiva, it was from the clarity of a Nachnu Mo, Adarab, a Badafka, from the Nachnu Mo. So the godless, the limit of the Parsha is the clarity which we get when we take ourselves out of the picture. We work consciously, and then even we have to work on even the subconscious. And sometimes, we're very definite, with no doubts in our mind, that this is the reality. We ask somebody on the outside, and says, no, that's not the reality. Says, why don't we see that? Because we're having difficulty taking ourselves out of the picture. And the lo yikat karach v'adosai is a tziva in the Torah, nashas of machloikas. We have a tziva to remove ourselves from the picture, either through our own thought process or getting somebody else to help us. Have a good Shabbos.